IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
And I'm Cherie Seffert, and this is Above Board. Award-winning actress Fiona Ramsey, known for her local and international work across film, television, and theatre, is currently starring as the opera singer, now on at the Sandton Theatre on the Square. The opera singer explores what happens when an artist gives everything to her art and how it is captured and portrayed to the greater world. In the words of the writer and director, Janet Ramos-Violante, she explores what happens when private pain becomes public narrative. I'm delighted to have Fiona as my guest now to tell me more. Fiona, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Fiona, to what extent, to a greater or lesser degree, is this play about any artist in any medium?
I think the play is really about any person. It doesn't, I mean, it traverses the life of an opera singer who is kind of a conglomerate of a number of opera singers. It's a lot of people think it is Maria Callas. We never mention her name. She evokes Callas because, of course, she was the greatest opera singer of all time. But we have other stories. The narrative isn't accurate to Maria's life. There's a lot of elements that are, but I'm interviewed by a journalist. And so the play is intriguing for journalists and for artists, and of course for any artists, actors, ballet dancers, even visual artists. It's any pursuit of a craft that demands kind of practice, rehearsal, dedication. But the play is really more universal than that because it deals with what is truth. And how is truth represented in social media? Although the play is set in 1978, when social media wasn't quite as prevalent or was just an idea, it deals with the ethics of journal and the ethical reporting by journalists or people that document lives, biographies, writers. Because as Jana says, your private pain becomes public property. And I think she grappled with that. This particular opera singer grapples with it a lot. Her private life was sometimes more interesting than her the work that she did. So it's really about a dream, pursuing a dream. And a lot of people who have seen it have said, I'm not an artist, but I've been keen on theatre. And this play I burst into tears because I feel I've never given myself a stab at it. So I think a lot of people resonate with challenges that they haven't taken up, in life.
Certainly the audience loved the performance last night, and it was a very powerful performance. But I think what kind of interested me in a way that I hadn't realized before, and maybe I'm wrong, but there's like a codependency between an artist and a critic, that they actually need each other and feed off each other, either to the benefit or to the detriment of both of them.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you cannot replace publicity for getting bums on seats or for selling records or any product that you make, any product that you make from your craft. You need publicity, and journalists are those. I mean, arts critics are becoming fewer and far between as newspapers reduce their arts pages because of revenue primarily. That's what it says. But now everybody's a critic. That is what I think is. Everybody has an opinion and everybody posts on Facebook what they think. They write long reviews. They can write damning reviews. They can kill a production. Who's to say they are qualified? But it's also talking about who is qualified, because if you have a response to something, surely that is valuable. So, yes, I think that journalists need sensation to sell their stories. So they do tend to cover stories or cover personalities that are going to make for good, juicy material.
So as an actress yourself, do you play for the critic? Do you play for the audience? Do you play for yourself?
I don't think you ever play for yourself. I always see myself as the conduit of someone's writing to communicate it. That's my job, is to communicate the themes, the character, what the character is, and all the kind of the themes or the emotions that are demanded of you. But I see myself more as a conduit. I'm very interested in transformation of an artist, because that is sort of, for me, is the real craft, is when someone comes into a theatre and a character is magicked before your eyes, rather than people come to see Fiona Ramsey because she's always the same. From that point of view, I'm very fastidious about trying not to repeat interpretations, and that sort of thing, that I've tried and find detail and specific information about characters that I find interesting, which I can then convey. I don't know that one would write for the critics. Obviously, they are important because the success of your production depends on it. But I think I write in the hope that someone who sees the play will. It'll change, open their minds, or change their mind in some way, or they'll access something, a thought they've never thought about for a long time. So it's more, I wouldn't say it's remedial, because it's not sort of psychology, it's not a therapy session, but it is there to educate in a way, to illuminate, make sense of the world around us.
Again, when I go to the theatre, for me, more so than a critic is word of mouth. So if I go and say, oh my gosh, that was an unbelievable performance, the audience were on their feet, it touched people, it had humour. To what extent then do you have to, as an actress, and I'm thinking now of the opera singer, be so dramatic and have that kind of life that captures something else, that dramatizes it, that puts it one above somebody else?
I think that this particular role of the opera singer is, she is flamboyant. But w how I liked to view her and to research her was that she is a product of what she sought to be. And I think that's one of the great dangers of being an artist, because you are so busy pleasing people. You are so busy fulfilling people's expectations of you that very often you veer off the truth or off some authenticity that I think is essential for good acting, and for fine acting, fine observation. But I do think that very often we are a product of what people expect of us.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when I was younger, I did a whole lot of cabaret and I was doing Shakespeare. And people that came to see me in cabaret after Shakespeare said, you shouldn't do this. It undermines the Shakespeare. And people that only knew me from cabaret said, oh, don't do this fuddy stuff, duddy stuff. So, in a way, that's been one of my aims, is to break people's, molds or images they have of you, to shock them. Because really, when I teach acting, I say to students, who's your favorite actor or whatever, and they give you a whole long list. And I say, why is that person, what is it about them? And I say that most people are surprised. They love the element of being surprised by a performance or surprised by a performer. And so I remember Ellen Burke Barkin once said that acting is just a process of giving away, revealing, and divulging secrets. And I think the way you unfold those secrets is the key to an audience's enjoyment or understanding. So it's quite the more I kind of speak about acting, and I recently got my PhD in theatre and performance. The
Congratulations.
more I think about it, the more complex I realize the
Wow.
process actually is.
Yeah.
And for somebody that's been acting for a long time like me, the process has become like osmosis. It sort of just happens in the rehearsal room. But when you're studying it, it's far more conscious in a way, and you're very conscious of technique.
Well, if you'd like to see Fiona Ramsey's technique, I recommend you go and see The Opera Singer. It is currently on at the Sandton Theatre on the Square. It is on until the 28th of March, and you can book via either web tickets or actually phone the theatre. And if you're lucky, Daphne and or one of her staff will answer.